Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The president has the moral and, I believe, legal obligation to come forward and tell what happened here. The president keeps saying he wants to investigate to find out what happened. Now, listen, it may take some time to investigate what happened in Benghazi, but the president should be able to answer immediately what happened in the White House during that 6, 7, 8 hours, and they were getting a live account of what was happening in Benghazi when requests were coming in for aid and for assistance to save American lives. He was there. He was in the White House that entire time.
Remember this, Mr. President. My son and the others died heroes, and it's better to die the death of a hero than it is to live the life of a coward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And talk about a troubling development for the White House, and that is now the release of a series of emails that were sent to not only the State Department, but also the NSSEOP, that's the National Security Staff, Executive Office of the President of the United States. Let me read you these emails, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. The subject is U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi under attack. By the way, our television audience is here, so I want that to be seen on the screen, the actual email. The Regional Security Office reports the diplomatic mission is under attack. The embassy reports approximately 20 armed people fired shots. Explosions have been heard as well. Ambassador Stevens, who is currently in Benghazi, and 4 COM personnel are in the compound safe haven. Now, interestingly, it says the 17th of February militia is providing security support. Now, David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, who's the 17th of February militia?
It's a gang of shopkeepers, grocers, and who knows what else that have been hired by Americans, not paid by some accounts for months, and had about a 30% turnover every single month. And that was apparently, according to this email, our front line of defense.
And we now know that the White House was reviewing this and all in actual time, in real time. And how about this one? Another email. Here's the, again, goes to the National Security Staff, Executive Office of the President, folks. That's in the President's office. It says the Embassy Tripoli reports the group claiming responsibility on Facebook and Twitter has called for an attack on embassy. That group is the, and it's a one of the largest organized terror groups in the region. It's Ansar al-Sharia, and that group, Ansar al-Sharia, has been around pretty much since the formation of al-Qaeda, David.
Right.
It's a spinoff, but it's part of.
This is a well-known terror group. This is not a spontaneously formed YouTube protest group. It's a well-known terror group. And you go back to that first, that very first email. What's it say? Reports approximately 20 armed people firing shots. It does not report
a protest.
A protest.
So, folks, we've got a complete cover-up here by the White House. We got 4 dead Americans, including our U.S. ambassador. And here's the question. Where's the information in this? And why at the same time is the President of the United States sending out his people on Capitol Hill saying, let's go ahead and release $1.2 billion of our money to the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood, who will take that money and give it to these radical groups that they're in association with. Now, if you think this is absurd, so do I. But the nature of what we're dealing with is absurd, because now we've got the evidence. We've got the actual emails that show exactly what happened here. And this cover-up is one of the worst in U.S. history. Some breaking news. Senior Senator Saxby Chambliss from Georgia has now called for what's called open hearings on the situation that took place at Benghazi in Libya. That is an unusual move, but an important one. He says this issue continues to unfold. And as you just heard him, he said there are 4 U.S. citizens, including our ambassador, were killed in this attack. More information coming out overnight, and the more that comes out, the worse it's beginning and continues to look for the White House. And this evidence, by the way, these emails, as I'm holding them in my hand right here, our television audience will be able to see them on the screen. One of them says that the group has claimed responsibility for it. Ansar al-Sharia, which is, by the way, an affiliate of al-Qaeda. So this is serious, folks. How's this impacting you in this election? Where are you in the election process? And how do these issues of Israel, the Middle East, the situation in Libya key into all that? Where phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, I've got great news. We've topped over 180,000 signatures on the petition to stop the funding of Middle East terrorist groups from our taxpayer dollars. That's the Muslim Brotherhood-led groups in Egypt. You go to your phone right now if you haven't signed on this petition. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org.
At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
So the White House sends out Secretary of State Clinton to try to push back on the statements that the embassy in Libya sent out, saying that the attack was based on a group that is affiliated with Al-Qaeda, that is Ansar al-Sharia. And here's what she had to say. Take a listen. This is a, you know, when you hear this, you'll realize that the spin control that they're trying to elevate here and put in place, but it's not working. Take a listen.
Posting something on Facebook is not, in and of itself, evidence. And I think it just underscores how fluid the reporting was at the time and continued for some time to be.
Well, you know what's interesting here? I think Rudy Giuliani had the best response to this. Because when you got when a terrorist group that is known to use Facebook and these other methods to get their information out, and they post something, take responsibility for an act of terror that took place a couple hours before, you should take it seriously. Now, somebody that would know something about that is the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Listener number 8.
The 3 emails that were released today make it clear that the White House knew that a terrorist group claimed credit for this attack. I have never heard of anyone dismissing the idea that a terrorist group claimed credit for an attack. What's the question you always ask when there's a terrorist attack? Has anyone claimed credit for it? Well, the answer to this was a terrorist group did, and the White House suppressed that information.
Suppressed that information until it came out. And folks, here's what we've got going on simultaneously, and this is where we really need your help. We've right now, and Than will give us an update on this, there's $1.2 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars, money we're actually having to borrow from the Chinese, that will go to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. That's the Islamic government in Egypt, if the White House has their way. But so far, they have not. And Than, what is the latest on this? Because a lot of us in the beginning thought this was going to be done by now. What is the status? Is this some good news so far?
Absolutely. That's money that's been appropriated by Congress, Jay. It's in the president's hands, but it has not been released. It has not been released because Congress has objected. We have highlighted it to the American people's attention. It still has not released. But, Jay, troubling thing is here. They don't consider that claiming of responsibility as evidence, but yet for 2 weeks they claim that evidence was that YouTube that didn't appear in any of these intelligence reports. That's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, they only like social media that's meeting their objectives. But, folks, here's what Than told you, and I want to underscore this. That $1.2 billion that was going to be released, it has not been. We're holding that back. We're winning this battle, but that's where you come in. We want to get to 200,000 signatures by the end of this week, and we're getting very close. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Go to aclj.org and sign on to this petition that says, no, we're not going to borrow money from the Chinese and then give it to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is to be used against Israel. And then we're going to take that money, by the way, and buy weapons from Germany. Where do you think they're going to use those? I mean, let's face it, what's going on? And I'm going to give you the latest news information on this, folks, and then I want you to take action. It has been reported yesterday 80 rockets were fired on Gaza, from Gaza into Israel. And Morsi, the president of the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt, President Morsi, said that he is standing with those people, with the Palestinian people, because of the occupation. So the tone of Egypt is now completely hostile to Israel, and Israel is hanging in the balance here. And folks, we've got to take action to make sure we don't give the enemy of Israel $1 billion plus. So if you haven't signed on to this petition yet, which almost 200,000 of you have, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call us right now. We really need your help. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. David, the cover-up on this is getting very significant because the political ramifications, as we're so close to elections and everything else that are going on, are significant as well.
Well, that's right, because what's happening here is you're seeing incompetence combined with bad ideology on display at the same time. I mean, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, said, well, this wasn't evidence. Well, let's turn that question around for a minute and say, Secretary of State, where is the evidence that your story was right? Where is there any evidence at all of a riot, of a mob? Where is there
any? Well,
there's
none.
There's none.
And they blamed it on the video. Again, Representative Congressman Mike Rogers addressed that very issue yesterday. Let's play that one.
And why this is important, not because who did what when is a problem here. It's about the fact that decisions were made, big policy decisions, including elevating the video that if you listen to those email or read those emails, nothing about the video. It elevated the video and actually caused more protests across the Middle East.
So it's what you've got is a situation that's unfolding right now that is significant. We're going to go right to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Than, who do we have?
First up is James calling from Maryland on line one. James, you're on the air.
Hi, James. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. I have two quick comments. First of all, I believe that the president is very passive and adolescent in his approach to executive issues within his office. You can see that in the way that he performed in the first debate, that there are reports that he didn't really take it very seriously. He didn't want to really be involved in it. And as a result, in the fact that Romney had beat him in the first debate, after that, he got focused. He went into crisis mode. He's doing the same thing here with this issue in Libya. And he missed the briefs. He dismissed the briefs.
Well, you know, no one's talking about the fact, and I'll let you finish your other comment in a moment, that the president, we know, did not attend a number of briefings, the national security briefings that were going on. And that raises the question with this Benghazi situation, as these are being released, as these emails are being released, and they went to, by the way, the National Security Staff Executive Office of the President. So, David, they went to the top.
Oh, absolutely, they went to the top. I mean, there's no credible argument anymore that the president wasn't fully aware of what was happening as it was happening.
But then why would he go stand to the United Nations and six times on the floor of the United Nations say this is a response to a YouTube video?
I think it was a political move. And listen, I think James actually has this right. The president was passive. And Jay, people died. I mean, two of these folks were killed more than 6 hours after this attack had happened. If the president had been aggressive, maybe we could have had reinforcements there. Maybe not. But listen, passiveness is never the appropriate response here. But it sure looks like politics over, you know, taking a serious response. These are questions that have to be answered.
I cannot understand for the life of me how we didn't have F-18s flying in the vicinity that could have gotten there within moments. I mean, I don't understand that. That is a question that has to be asked. Now, James, you had another comment. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to get our people to respond. Go ahead. Oh, he's gone. All right, we'll go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. I want to know how this is impacting your vote, which is just a few days away. Is this playing into it, or is this not an issue that you're concerned with? Who do we have next, Dan?
One of those big states, Jay, is Virginia. David is actually calling from Virginia on line three. David, you're on the air.
Hi, David.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, I've never voted before. I'm 45 years old, and I've registered to vote. And I'm going to vote this year, and I'm never going to not vote again.
There you go.
And I just can't imagine where my head was when I didn't vote. But anyway, I do have a question. How do you punish the government?
Well, you punish the government by not reelecting those people that you disagree with. If you've got a fundamental disagreement with the elected official, the punishment is they don't get hired. They get fired. And that's what the elections are all about. And this is going to be a very close election. You're in Virginia, and I'm glad you're voting. I was actually on the phone with Congressman Scott Ridgel this morning from the district in Virginia that covers Virginia Beach and Norfolk and that area, talking about Israel in the Middle East, because this is becoming such a huge issue. And, of course, you've got the military in Virginia. I don't know what portion of Virginia, David, you live in, but you know, some of the biggest military bases in the country, in the world, are in Virginia. So there's a lot at play for Virginians in this election, so I'm glad you're going to vote. David, what's your sense on how this plays out? You know, I've said that this is because of the timing of when this broke, which was, you know, in the last week or so, that this is drip, drip, drip. Every day there's something new. Now you got Saxby Chambliss from Georgia calling for hearings, which I think is the right thing. This is getting very serious, and the White House seems to be in a panic mode of response.
Well, that's exactly right. They're in a panic mode of response, but how this plays out in the wider public depends a lot about on how the mainstream media covers it. And it's interesting. The mainstream media had been doing a pretty good job, truth be told. ABC and the LA Times had really led the charge. But after Reuters broke the news of these emails, interestingly, the Washington Post and New York Times took them more than a day to report it. And when they did report it, they buried it deep in the paper.
I don't know how they're burying this story in the newspapers here, but I know one of them was on A6 today. But what's the temperature read then in Washington on this right now?
Well, there are three senators, Jay, who have noticed exactly what David just said, that the media is not paying attention. Just yesterday, Senators Graham, McCain, and Ayotte actually sent a letter to the president that outlines this. They say, listen, the American people have a right to know. Maybe your response was the appropriate one, but at least before they go to the polls, the American people deserve answers on this, and so far you've given us nothing. So I think you see the United States Senate actually trying to step in and fill that void, Jay.
Very interesting dialogue yesterday. I'm going to play it when we come back from the break between Wesley Clark and Jason Chaffetz. It was Chaffetz. It was loud and aggressive. But you're talking about the letter. I've got the letter right here from Senators Graham, McCain, and Ayotte. Why, for example, did your administration insist that a spontaneous demonstration was responsible for the attack on our consulate, but as the State Department later divulged, no demonstration ever occurred in Benghazi? Why were requests for greater security assistance by officers on the ground not fulfilled, especially in light of the fact that there had already been two attacks on our consulate in Benghazi this year and an attempt to assassinate the British ambassador, events about which you should have known? And finally, in light of the deteriorating security situation, why was it that we didn't have additional military assets available in the region on September 11th, 2012? These questions have to be answered, and I've got one to it. And why in the world would we give the Muslim Brotherhood right now $1.2 billion? The answer is we should not. Sign the petition to stop that funding right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you haven't signed that petition, do it right now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Senator Saxby Chambliss from Georgia has now called for a hearing, open hearing, on the situation in Libya. He is the, I think, the vice chair of one of the committees that's involved with, he's vice chairman of the select committee, actually, so that would be one of the committees that would have the hearing. The question then, likely not before the election, correct?
Likely not, but they should be, Jay. I mean, this is the Select Committee on Intelligence. So if there's a committee that should be looking at this, and I mean this week, it should be this one.
You know, for the life of me, I don't know how the president can escape culpability here. He needs to be explaining this. He doesn't so far. But let me say this. I want to play for you a rather heated exchange between former General Wesley Clark on Aaron Burnett's show yesterday on CNN with Congressman Jason Chaffetz. This was unbelievable. Listen to this.
He immediately reinforced security. He sent the military there. He called international leaders and told them to fulfill their responsibilities.
No, he didn't. He General, with all due respect,
he did.
He did not send the military. He did not send the military.
He did
not send the military into Benghazi.
No, he not into Benghazi.
General, he did
deployed,
not send the military into Benghazi.
He deployed a ship.
Ships.
Yes.
Those ships had special assets on them.
No,
those
General.
Ships can take,
no,
those
General.
Ships can take
You're misinformed.
I'm telling you know what the problem is here? No one is telling the truth from the White House. And if you keep getting this drip, drip, drip every time, it gets worse and you start stepping on yourself, which is exactly what's happening here.
Well, you know who deployed to Benghazi right afterwards? It was CNN, and they grabbed the ambassador's diary. It wasn't the United States military cleaning up a sensitive site and figuring out what happened. It was the news media going and finding sensitive documents.
That's pretty unbelievable. All right, folks, we're going to go right back to our phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Sandy from California is on line two. Sandy, you're on the air.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Listen, on April 6th, there was a bomb tossed over the wall of Benghazi compound where the ambassador was living. And June 6th, there was an IED put
right
in the North Gate that exploded a wall. In the past year, there were over 230 security incidents in Libya, and the State Department in August decided not to keep the SST, Colonel Andrew Wood, and
right,
the SST team was reduced as well. Charlene Lamb denied or ignored the request to stay. That's a deliberate...
I think it's dereliction of duty, that's for sure. Listen to what Rudy Giuliani had to say about this, number nine.
And, but remember, the President of the United States also should have known that that consulate was attacked twice in the 6 months before. Attacked in April, attacked in June. There was a hole drilled through the consulate big enough for a truck to go through. The president should have had all that information.
Well, he may have known that. He may have known that and just been dismissive of it.
Well, then, I mean, then he owes an explanation to the American people as to why he didn't protect the ambassador and the people there. There was no reason for this man to die.
David?
Here's why we're getting into the YouTube explanation, because if it's just a mob based on a YouTube, well, who can predict that? How can you plan for that? But if it's a terrorist attack and there's all this evidence of previous terrorist attacks, well, then the dereliction of duty becomes absolutely crystal clear and absolutely obvious.
Well, here's what I think was going on. The State Department and the White House were trying to show that even with the situation in Libya, as things were developing there, that there was this normalized relationship and things were going fine, when in fact things were not going well at all. And things were in a horrible state. We see that now with, I'm going to read you folks, this is sensitive but unclassified email from the State Department to the State Department from the Regional Security Office at the embassy in Tripoli. And this is what it says. The Regional Security Office reports the diplomatic mission is under attack. Embassy Tripoli reports approximately 20 armed people fired shots. Explosions have been heard as well. Ambassador Stevens, who is currently in Benghazi, and four other personnel are in the compound safe haven, which ended up not being correct. The 17th of February, militia is providing security, and that is a ragtag group of local, everything from the guy that owns the deli to the guy that runs the restaurant in the town. It's ridiculous. It's not security. We had no security there. There was a request for security, and the White House doesn't want to fund it. Now, I want to put this in position for you, folks. The White House doesn't want to fund security on September 11th for embassies and consulates in Libya on September 11th. But they want us to send $1.2 billion to the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt so they can buy ammunition, weaponry from Germany and use it against who? Well, they've already said yesterday they are, you know, saying prayers when the Jews should be eliminated and let's get rid of Israel, and they all pray amen. And then you've got Morsi yesterday agreeing that the Palestinian plight is so significant, even though 80 rockets came in from those Palestinians yesterday into Israel, that he's going to stand with them and not the occupiers. So we're going to give them $1.2 billion of your money? I don't think so. And so far, we've stopped it, but that's where you come in. We want to get to 200,000 signatures. That means we can send every member of Congress, all of the Senate, the President of the United States, and let them know that almost 250,000 people have stood up and said, do not give our taxpayer dollars to this Muslim Brotherhood-led government, Islamic radical government in Egypt. If you have not signed the petition, do it right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But do it right now. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Fan, let's get another call. By the way, folks, stay on the line. We'll be taking your calls for another 30 minutes, so stay on the line. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Fan, who's next?
By the way, Jay, October 4th, I'm holding the letter right now. Congress asking the president what conditions are going to apply to that funding. As we speak, no answer to that letter.
Yeah.
Next up, Line 5, Rib is calling from Texas. Rib, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay and Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to suggest it's pretty interesting that the definition of social media, provided that it forwards the political agenda of the administration, changes depending on how it actually supports their particular agenda. I guess social media to them is Facebook whenever Al-Sharik comes out and
It's in other words, YouTube social media is not something that should be suspect, but a Facebook posting by the terrorist group saying they did it, that we shouldn't take that suspect. That would sure you, David, this is what we're looking at, folks, is a massive cover-up. This is a massive cover-up, and it's unfolding right before the American people's eyes. That's what's happening.
I mean, to say it's not evidence just flies in the face of reality. Imagine you had someone shot in your neighborhood and someone posts on their Facebook page, I did it.
You'd go check it out.
That would be called evidence.
But here's what, again, Secretary of State Clinton said, number 5.
Posting something on Facebook is not, in and of itself, evidence. And I think it just underscores how fluid the reporting was at the time and continued for some time to be.
Well, let me tell you this, folks. That's all great, except that I guess when it came to a YouTube posting of a video about the Prophet Muhammad, that was credible. Credible enough that the President of the United States went to the floor of the United Nations and 6 times blamed this attack on a video. Now, let me tell you something, folks. That's a bit absurd if you want my personal view on that. Having said that, let me tell you where we need to come back and fight back. This is where it counts. We'll be taking your calls in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. But, folks, we need to hear from you. So far, this $1.2 billion that was designated for the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt has not been released. That's critical. We don't want to give the Muslim Brotherhood $1.2 billion to use against us, to use against Israel. And that's where you come in. We want you to sign on to this petition today. To do so, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Follow our social media at Facebook and Twitter. You can do that as well. And go to ACLJ.org for updated information. Again, you know, the White House says, boy, social media is no good when it comes to a group claiming responsibility, a group that's done these attacks before. But when it comes to a YouTube posting about the Prophet Muhammad, that's the real cause. Please. Let's stop that funding right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.